Unit 1. Page 6. Exercise 2.
An unusual travelling companion. Once we'd crossed the Atlantic, we said to ourselves, "We enjoyed that. We can go further," says 26-year-old explorer Girek Sude, sitting in his farmhouse in France. Girek is a young sailor from Brittany, and he's talking about his round-the-world trip. The voyage took 5 years, but he didn't do it alone. Girek's shipmate was a hen. Girek set out from France on his small boat in December 2013. By the time he had reached the Canary Islands, he was looking for a companion. A round-the-world voyage was a very big deal, and Girek knew it would be a lonely experience. He decided he needed a pet, one that was good company, dependable, and didn't need much care. That's when he came across Monique. She was only about 4 or 5 months old then, and had never left the Canary Islands. He says, "I didn't speak any Spanish, and she didn't speak any French, but we got along." Hens are very sociable creatures that are most at home in a flock and are normally found on land. But surprisingly, Monique quickly took to life on board and settled down well. She seemed to accept Girek as her flock. So, in May 2014, the unlikely pair sailed across the Atlantic to St. Bart's together. During the journey, each had their tasks. Girek took care of the boat, and Monique laid eggs for breakfast. They made a good team, and Monique's company and her eggs saved Girek on more than one occasion. By June 2015, they had tired of the tropics and set off again, this time for Greenland. The plucky pair spent summer and autumn exploring the west coast, where Girek paddleboarded around icebergs and met polar bears, while Monique made friends with local Inuit children. She even set foot in the snow. As in every relationship, they had their ups and downs. Monique got on Girek's nerves when she made a mess, so they didn't always see eye to eye. "But," I said to myself, "if she annoys me, I can always eat her," says Girek with a grimace. It feels weird to say that now. We formed a real bond. She was so endearing. She made me laugh so much. It felt as if I had always known her. When winter closed in, the pair moved to a fjord in northwest Greenland. Then disaster struck. Their boat got trapped in Arctic ice, and as temperatures dropped to minus 60 degrees Celsius, the two adventurers struggled to survive. "I thought I would lose everything I had worked for since I was 18, says Girek. Luckily, Monique laid 106 eggs during the 130 days they were trapped. "I lost 12 kilograms, says Girek. "She saved my life." After Greenland, they sailed on, with Girek becoming the youngest sailor to navigate the Northwest Passage, and Monique, the first hen. They were able to do it because of melting polar ice and global warming. They also came across a lot of plastic waste. Girek was eager to raise awareness of these environmental problems. There were times when Monique and I would turn around just to go and pick up plastic buoys or bottles. Canada, Antarctica, and South Africa were the next stops, before returning to Brittany in December 2018. By then, the pair had travelled 72,420 kilometres together. They also had over 160,000 followers on social media. Many of them liked Girek's funny videos and his support for ocean preservation. So why sail around the world? And why with a hen? Why not, you may say? And Girek would agree. His message is simple. Follow your dreams and pursue your passion, because anything's possible. Even sailing around the world with a hen as your first mate. In fact, he's already planning their next adventure. Monique and I would like to cross the Arctic, he says, smiling. There are loads of things we'd like to do, but we'll see.